would much rather just be home listening to my old jazz records.
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Let's do it again. I actually have quite a jazz collection myself.
And the chorus went.
What a version!
That's a little bit different. That's different. How's that different?
You know, there have been hundreds and hundreds of amazing artists who've come into Triple J to do like a version, and I think it is fair to say that not one of them can touch the elegance nor beauty of the artist in this morning. Peaches, welcome back to Triple J.
Oh, wow, what an intro. Thank you so much. Is that because I asked you to sing on my track?
You know, I don't sing.
Robbie was up all last night scripting and crafting that intro.
No, I did it because for people who can't see what you're wearing, you have to describe it for them.
I am a big pink bomber jacket.
You are, actually. Now, this is of course, the talk of the town. Well, apart from the show itself, this is one of the many costumes that you are modeling during the Peaches show in Australia.
I like to do the Russian doll. You just keep stripping away. Because I always get upset when people leave the stage and come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are you leaving the stage? Just figure out a way to put it on, take it off.
It must be a little bit hot up there, though, with more than one outfit on.
Well, now it is. It hasn't been yet.
Yeah.
But
can I just describe it? Because it's quite incredible. You've got these thick gold chains around your neck, and literally it's a bomber jacket from the waist up, but
chains.
Huge, bright pink folds of kind of, and a bit of a bum there as well, which is very nice. Thank you for that.
And the clothing stops, and then there's no more clothing down through the leg.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Now, you were actually described as watching you on stage with your costumes was like watching a human version of Pass the Parcel in action.
I don't even know what that is.
You know the kids game where you get the present and the music stops and they have to wrap off the wrapper and then they get a little present and they hand it on again.
And then right at the end is the biggest present of all.
That's right. And we can't give that away. I don't know if you even know. Actually, what we're going to have at the club show.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to have?
Dog tricks.
Dogs on stage.
They do say don't ever work with kids or animals, but you're obviously...
Oh, I'm not afraid of that.
No.
Yeah. I've worked with kids already. Time to work
That's
with
That's right.
Animals.
You're a teacher, weren't you?
Yeah.
So fair enough too.
No problem.
So what sort of dog tricks, if dare I ask?
Jumping through hoops, putting on lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going out to dinner, playing cards.
Yeah.
The old dog's
winning
playing snooker.
At poker. Yeah.
Now,
right, you'll end up without a shirt as well as without any pants.
Well, yeah, actually, that's a very good intro to this original song.
Yeah.
That I'm going to lose my shirt because it's part of this song.
You did, and you invited everyone up onto stage.
Did I?
At a recent show, I think, in New Zealand, and told everyone to take their shirts off and have sex.
Oh, it's nothing new, is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't mean to sort of focus, but you've got bruising. You have bruising on your leg.
That's nothing new either. Actually, I have less bruises than I usually do. Usually my knees are just one big black bruise.
Right.
Now, last time we spoke, that's very beautiful, I must say, if you like that sort
I'm
of
glad
thing.
You've been taking care of yourself, Peaches.
Yes, thank you.
What have you been doing? Because last time you were here was, Big Day Out last year.
Mm.
And
made a new album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear there's a ballad on it.
You did? Where'd you hear that?
From a certain little...
How about that, she asked the audience.
From him, actually.
Peaches wrote a ballad.
Oh, yeah, I said that.
I haven't heard the ballad yet. What does it sound like? What does the whole album sound like?
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like a big variety show.
Like cabaret sort of?
No.
Variety?
No, it's just that there's a ballad and then there's some, you know, real hard stuff and some disco and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you record it in Berlin?
No, I recorded a lot of it in London with Simeon Mobile Disco. I'm finishing off a track now with Digitalism. I decided to just collaborate with I did a lot of writing with Gonzalez. Which is great because we never actually got to write any stuff for Peaches albums before. So
you feel, is it an exciting phase of the process where
you've done most of it? Like talking while you're talking.
That's okay.
I knew what you were going to say.
You did.
I can read your mind.
How do you know that?
I read your mind. it's great because people know who I am and whatever I started, it's just blown up, you know, not just with me, but everybody's kind of taken a cue of... The electro dance world is getting huge, so I'm respected in it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we respect you in the Triple J studio as well, Peaches. Thank you very much for coming in, dressing up, and also, of course, singing for us. Now, we're going to come back and do a cover, but we've got a...
We've got your live band here.
We've got the live band, which is...
We've got Sweet Machine in a box.
Sweet Machine.
Now, you have requested a little bit of backing assistance from us.
Yeah.
And we tried to protest, but you said, please.
No way.
Okay, so if we stuff
no
it up,
protest.
My apologies.
Okay. This song is from a few years ago.
It's way back, but it's just a new a new twist on an old thing for y'all.
On old fun times. Let's get into it. Peaches for Like a Virgin.
Can I be the responsible adult here and say there is a language warning on this track? So, you know, the next few minutes, if you've got little kids in the car or if you're on the way to church.
Turn it up.
Better you than me.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Want to get with me, lay with me, love with me.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aww.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aww.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aww.
Right.
You know it, you love it, you want it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you want it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you got it. You got it. Are you sure you got it?
I can't have it.
I've got it right here. Is this it?
I've got some of it.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just always sing after me.
I had it.
Okay. You were right in there.
Yeah.
He's the forward one.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me. Aww.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw.
Right.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw.
Right.
You know it, you love it, you want it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you got it.
Want it.
You know it, you love it, you got it, you want it. You know it, you love it, you got it. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me. Come on, energy.
Right.
Yeah, now you got it. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me.
Right.
Shirts come off, shirts come off. Shirts come off, shirts come off. Shirts,
yeah, take your
come
shirt off.
Shirts
come on, you've been on TV
off.
With that shirt.
It's 8:00 in the morning.
Get your shirt off.
You better hurry, both of you. Shirts come off.
I'll take my shirt off on television.
Shirts,
I can tell
off.
You right now.
Shirts come off. Shirts come off. I'm not going to sing. Shirts come off. Shirts come off.
We could be here all day. I'm not taking my shirt off on national.
Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off.
You're not allowed to sing now because your shirt's not off.
Quite happy.
All right, you have a great time. Come on and set it off. I'm peaches, I'm peaches, I'm peaches, I got germs. I'm splitting all believers and I'm saving all my sperm. I'm punk and I love it, I kill it while I club it. I'm taking all the hating and I turn it into hugging. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw.
Right!
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw.
Right!
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, aw. Come on, let's set it off.
Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off. Come on, let's set it off.
All right, peaches. And the doctor recently disrobed.
The doctor took his shirt off.
He did.
And on cue. Harmonized.
And between the two of us, we're wearing a full set of clothes.
You've got pants on and you've got a top on. Well done, peaches.
If you could do a back bend.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It is before 8:00 in the morning. I'm not too sure if that's...
Thank you very much for that. That undoubtedly caps off not only the best dressed, but also the most surreal Like a Virgin in the history
the best
of the
dressed and the worst dressed people in the studio.
I am to please.
You have pleased exceptionally well. Now, we're going to come back after the news and you're going to do a cover for us.
Okay.
What would you like to play?
It's an old Cher song.
Not the one with when she's on the battleships.
If I could turn back time.
Yeah. If I could turn back. No, it's not that. No, it's an old Cher song. That's like, I don't know, what is that? Mid
95.
To late career.
Mm-hmm. That's so like a Sonny and Cher kind
and
of.
She's wearing less than I am in that video.
She's just wearing gaffer tape, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just wearing a bunch of V-shaped gaffer tape. Mm. Yeah.
So which song?
It's called Half Breed.
All right, that's Peaches coming back after the break.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Get off my shirt back, please.
No, actually.
I would much rather just be home listening to my old jazz records.
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's do it again. I actually have quite a jazz collection myself.
The chorus went.
What a version!
That's a little bit. That's different. How's that different?
Yes. Well,
and what a morning it's turning out to be, I have to say. Peaches is in. We knew it would get Well,
it was within 10 minutes. I had my shirt off.
She's like that, isn't she?
My foot up on the
table. Doesn't take much, does it? That pheromonal power. It's extraordinary.
No, Peaches, you said you weren't going to sing anymore until someone took their shirt off.
Exactly.
He took a bullet for the team. He's great like that.
I often do.
He's a great company man.
You own one.
I own a lot more than one, Peaches.
You can jump on my grenade later, Robbie.
So, look, we did talk about your amazing outfit. If you've just joined us, Peaches is wearing one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen. It is a bit of a thing.
It
is extraordinary. It's like a bomber jacket that's taken far too many steroids, and a huge, thick gold necklaces. And so, was it made for you specifically?
Yes, made by Von Alexander for Peaches.
Okay,
but you've been shopping while you've been here in Australia as well. I hear costume shopping.
Yeah, I tried to find a hot dog costume.
A hot dog costume?
No. Oh, for the dog show. I mean,
No, that's all the different. See, Haoni Truth, he's opening up all my club shows, and I'm really aspiring to be his hype person. and he always goes like, "Yo, dog." So I thought if I had a hot dog costume, then he could go, "That's some hot dog."
Trying to think of where I've seen a hot dog costume.
I used to have one. I used to have one full, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what, you were the Frankfurter and the buns is just stuck on the side?
Yeah. And
nice.
I sang once, "Come on, hot dog, give me."
Right.
You know how it goes.
But that's not the song you're doing today.
Right.
No.
Actually, you're going to do a song by Cher.
Yes. Very early Cher song called Half Breed.
So is she a half breed?
I don't know.
Was it written for her or is it written by her?
It's all a big scam.
Really?
She's Persian.
Ah, of course.
Right.
But because she had the long black hair, they sort of...
Yeah, they just thought, oh, that's a good angle.
So we'll write a song like this for her.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's a little bit insulting to other people, I guess, but fair enough, marketing opportunity.
Before we get to the cover...
Do you think it's insulting that I'm doing it?
No, I think it's great.
I don't know. Well, you're a Canadian living in Berlin. If that's
that's
not,
right,
you know,
that's right.
You get all sorts of prejudice.
That's
a Canadian Jew living in Berlin.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I know all about that.
Actually, speaking of Berlin, we had a story last week from Zanro, who does the morning show after we finished. And in the story, an Australian artist is planning to do an art installation in Berlin, in a secret location in Berlin, where she's going to smoke Kurt Cobain's ashes. Now, her name's Natasha Stelmark. Now, you're sort of clued into the Berlin art.
How is she? Well, you know, Kurt,
you live
Kurt
in Berlin.
Roland.
You must know.
Kurt Roland, the jazz musician.
Uh-huh.
When he died, he was cremated and he was smoked by his friends.
Because Keith Richards claimed at one time that he did snort his father's ashes for a little while. Then he sort of went, oh, no.
Didn't they say that in Spinal Tap too? Wasn't there something about that?
Also at this work, a Danish artist, Marco Everisti, plans to feed a death row inmate named Gene Hathorn to goldfish after his execution. This is all happening in Berlin. This is your chosen hometown.
I've also heard about... These don't sound really very interesting to me,
no,
actually. I also heard a really horrible... I think it was either Mexico or Brazil where they took a home... Brazil. And they took a homeless dog.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you heard about this?
Yeah.
And they put him in the gallery and didn't feed him.
Yeah, they kept the food just outside his reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Yeah,
the dog
it
died.
Did highlight the plight of all the other homeless dogs who were starved to death, but it was a particularly gruesome way of doing it.
You always feel like, is it worth to do it that way? Is that really giving the attention?
Speaking of art, and we are getting very highbrow this morning, which is nice. You have done an art installation not so long ago, too. So what, is everybody in Berlin an artist of some sort?
Everybody.
Good. What did you do?
You go to the corner store, it's just all art, you can't find anything.
You're trying to get a packet of chips and it's been turned into a giant sort of installation.
Exactly. It's a kind of annoying, actually. It's nice to come here and everybody's so normal.
Very normal.
And they speak English.
Yeah. So what was your installation about?
It was actually dedicated to my fans because they throw so so many clothes and bras and underwear at me while I'm playing or give me things to wear before my shows or after shows. So I've been collecting that for 8 years. And I built it. I laid it all out on the ground and it was 8 feet long, 6 feet wide, and 4 feet high. And I made a cave out of it. I had a friend of mine who's an architect helped to shape a wood frame, and then the whole inside was hanging costumes. And then on the back, I had a little video screen, and my song "Beep the Pain Away." I don't know if you're allowed to say it or what.
F the Pain Away.
Yeah, F the Pain Away. I had that, but like 30 people singing it, so it was all about. It was called the
Was it a bit smelly?
No, it's all right. Smelly. It was
what
good.
What was it called, sir?
And then it was all filled with hair, of course, on the outside.
Of course.
As you do.
This is a Berlin art installation. That's one of the...
It was done in Canada. Canada is where they recognize me as an artist. I mean, a visual artist or a installation artist.
Well, you're an artist here too, Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
In lots of different ways. Multifaceted artist, actually, I think is the official title we have for you in the handbook that I've got open right in front of me at the moment. And as such, you're going to play some music for us, I believe.
Yes.
Shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Peaches is in for Like a Version this morning on Triple J. And here is Sher like you've never heard her before. We don't have to do any backing vocals or anything on this one, do we?
You could do the hooka, hooka, like they do, but nah, it's all
right. Okay, cheers.
As the live band fade, do their live fade
into the CD player.
I wanted to let you know that I also truly believe that Cher started grunge music.
Right.
And how so?
She did the quay. She did the quay before anyone else did the quay.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of copiers.
You've got quite a set of pipes on you, Peaches. I mean,
thank you.
Good voice too.
Well, he's great, isn't he? Look, thank you so much for coming in and
it's been fun.
Yeah, it's
you
been
guys
awesome.
Are fun.
But when do we see the album or hear it? Even better.
I don't know.
Got any ideas?
Next year,
sometime. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said doing some collaborations. Are you going to do another collaboration with Tone Loc?
Not another one. Yeah. But we did one, and that was really fun.
So did you actually meet Tone Loc to do this?
Yeah, we actually did a live version of this song in L.A. one night.
With him?
Yeah, him and I. We did this version. Working all week,
not a 5-4. How's he holding up?
He's good. He just told me in the song it says like, I don't know, my lyrics say...
they're coming up in this one.
Yeah, they say he slid on over, touched himself. Something about Little Ricky.
Ended up
because his name was... Ricky, the guy's Ricky, so I said his Little Ricky. And Tone said, Peaches, never call it Little Ricky. It's Big Ricky.
At least you wrote your own verse. Didn't Young MC write the music?
He did, right?
Tone?
Yeah, it's true. All right. But I mean, I also did the remix, you know. I didn't just lend my vocals.
No.
That's my remix. That's my music.
That's hot, baby.
It's my music. And it was really fun because it's Van Halen samples, right?
Is that what it is?
It's from... Jeannie's crying. The drums and the guitar.
Right.
So did you sample the original Van Halen, or did you sample Tone Loc when you did it?
No, I had one. My Sweet Machine member, Connor, play the guitar.
Oh, so he did the pinch harmonics and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Peaches, it's been a tremendous pleasure.
Thanks for dropping in.
We look forward to your album. Have you got a title for the album?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas?
If anyone would like to suggest a title for Peaches' new album due out next year, 1975-7555.
Please help. Help now.
We'll look forward to it in 2009. Thanks, Peaches.
Thanks.